Track 1.50.
So, do you have any experience bargaining?
Yeah, I do, as a matter of fact. I was in Turkey, and I have a real passion for rugs. And I saw a kilim, and I really liked it, but it was way overpriced. And so I got into this whole bargaining thing with this guy, and because I kind of liked it. I mean, it was beautiful, but I also didn't really want it. And so because I didn't really want it, I just made up a price, you know, and really low. I started really low.
Well, don't they say go like a fifth of the price or something? Yeah, that's right. I mean, I know it's probably different in different countries, but I know in North Africa, they kind of literally go a fifth of the price, you know, and you think that you're kind of insulting them, but...
But anyway, and so because I didn't really care about it that much, there wasn't a huge emotional investment. I just made up a figure, and basically we got it just above the figure that I had quoted.
It's fun though, don't you think?
Yes and no. What about you?
No, I really enjoy it. I think because they are so used to doing it, you know, in Turkey and North Africa, and you know, a lot of places other than the United States. I think they enjoy it. You know, they get a kick out of it. And then they know they've got a margin that they can sell it at. And they try to get the most out of you. And I think it's a challenge for them, you know. And I've never left a bargaining situation not feeling happy, and the seller not feeling happy. And that's always a good thing. You know, you go into a store in this country, and you know you've been ripped off. But you still buy it because you want it or need it.
But you know, I think right now you can do some bargaining here too.
Do you think?
Yeah, sure. Definitely.